welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello and welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm.
Here we are.
Here we are.
And it's, well, I hate to use the C word right now.
Yeah.
But we have to talk a little. We're not going to focus on coronavirus.
We are not, but
it does impact us. It impacts our business and it impacts us personally.
So in the interest of exercising caution, we did close the mercantile. We were scheduled to be open on the 21st, and it was a tough decision, really.
Oh, yeah. It was really tough because, one, we're fine. We're perfectly fine.
We don't personally know anyone who has the virus or has been exposed.
Right. We do know there's been at least one case locally now. And, you know, so we've seen the warnings. I mean, that's all you see. And I'm really trying to not focus on that, but we have to. And we want to be responsible adults and set a good example. And so we really had a tough decision to make to stay open and offer people something to do or to exercise caution and not potentially expose someone else, because like I said, we seem fine.
Right.
But we haven't been living in a box the last few weeks, and we have been around other people, but, and as far as we know, all those people are fine, but it's not worth the risk.
It is not. And this is a way that we can do our part in breaking that cycle and that ability to expose each other to whatever this is. So that's what we did. We are also planning to stay home as absolutely much as possible. And we have plenty to do around here. Yeah, so for us, it's doable.
It's kind of normal for us. And as far as food and other supplies, we always have a lot stocked because we grow our own food, we preserve. So we were in really good shape. I mean, we're always prepared for those kinds of things. But nothing like this has ever happened.
Not that I'm aware of.
Anybody that I know in their lifetime. I mean, this is really, you know, something different. We will overcome it. We have people, family, and friends that have fragile health, and we don't want to take any chance of making them ill.
Absolutely. So we're going to do our part.
Yeah, we have plenty to do. It is March, so it's a little bit cool right now, but we're going to move forward, and things still happen at the farm.
Absolutely.
Farm does not shut down.
No, we just took a little walk around part of the property and identified our next immediate tasks. We have invasives that we're going to start dealing with.
Yeah.
And as long as it's not raining, even if it's cool, I don't mind being outside and doing that. In fact, I kind of prefer it to be a little cool rather than a little hot.
Yeah, cooler is really better because especially when you have all the chainsaw gear on. That's kind of hot anyway. And so, yeah, we don't really mind doing that. It's probably a better time to do it. And now with most of the leaves off, we can see those things. Like we saw an enormous grapevine that we didn't even realize was out there until this morning. We could see this thing is enormous. It's going to kill trees.
Yeah.
So we're going to get that baby out of there.
It gets to go.
Yeah, it's going.
And you know, the other benefit to working outside in the woods this time of year is not just being able to see what needs to come out and the undergrowth is down, but the snakes are not awake yet.
Oh, yeah. I know you're not a fan of snakes.
Not a fan.
But I was digging out in the catnip last week.
Yeah.
and found one.
Yeah.
I didn't tell you until I already had it covered up, but it was fine.
It can move away.
Yeah, it's fine.
But I don't have to worry about that. Although, if I'm running the chainsaw, I'm not sure what self-respecting snake would come near me.
They won't.
But they startle me when I come upon them in the woods, and yeah, I don't like them.
They do, most people. But, you know, they're really... We don't have poisonous ones around here that are trying to kill us. I know that's not what you think.
They are all dangerous because
I think most of them look like worms to me. But
they scare me.
You say they're like 12 feet long. And
they look like pythons.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, yeah. So anyway, we've got a lot of things we can do. We are adding to our orchard. I've already added last week. I pruned all of our raspberries and blackberries and mulched all around those, added 9 more bushes. So we are moving right along. We bought 7 more fruit trees.
Yes.
Last week. And so we just went out and marked where we're going to put those. So we have little flags out. So this week I'll probably be planting more fruit trees. So things are still moving here, and that's exciting.
Absolutely. And while we're not going to be open and we're going to be out around the farm doing all of that cleanup and preparation and planting, our online store is still open. And just to kind of help everyone out, we added a coupon for free shipping over $10.
Yeah.
And so you can still get all of the great products that we can ship. Unfortunately, that does not include food products like scones and jam, but all of the soaps, balms, cat toys, books, all of those things that we can mail, we can get that done. And the code for free shipping is March 20. The word March 20, and you enter that at checkout, and if you have over $10 in your cart, you'll get free shipping.
And that will go through the end of the month.
Right.
And, you know, just a little plug out there for all of the businesses, because this issue is going to impact all businesses. And so as a business owner, a small business owner, you know, it's not like we're making millions of dollars here, but, you know, please do what you can after this is all over, and we need to support those businesses. We're already making plans. Actually, we ordered a shed last week. So, you know, we're trying to help the economy as much as we can, because that's really important.
So shop online.
Yeah. Shop online, support all of the local businesses, as much as you possibly can, but be safe, of course.
Absolutely.
But yeah, we're not encouraging people to come out here, but...
And, you know, one of the big things that is being recommended is to wash your hands all the time, a lot. And you have some really great soaps. So pamper yourself when you're washing your hands all the time with some of these great soaps. They have lovely scents. We have some unscented, soothing, scrubbing.
All different kinds. We have fun ones like cats and dogs and plain and bees and all kinds of cool things. And when I wash my hands a lot, which I do that anyway because I'm usually filthy, I get little cracks around my thumbs and fingers and stuff. So then that's where the balm comes
right in. Follow it up with a nice soothing balm. Treat your skin well.
That's right.
I certainly have been washing my hands a lot more.
Oh yeah.
And very conscious of, you know, not touching my face and all of those things that are recommended. So
we're just trying to be good citizens.
That's right.
And but we're also ready to get back to the new normal.
Yes.
And but we move forward, and one of the things that I've wanted to do, actually, probably last fall, I should have done it, but we have elderberries and we want to add elderberries out in our new orchard area. And if you've ever bought an elderberry bush, they're expensive. I think we paid about $30 a piece for them, if I remember right. And so today I went out and took some cuttings, and I'm going to try to root our own. That's really, you do that in the fall normally, but you know, what else am I going to do right now?
Exactly.
So I happen to have some rooting compound, some rooting hormone, which is auxin, I think is what that is. It's just a naturally occurring hormone in plants. So that should encourage some root growth. So I put them in the greenhouse today, and we'll see what happens. Maybe nothing, but you know, it didn't hurt anything. We have plenty of elderberry, and they're just now starting to leaf out just a little. The greenhouse is full of plants, so they're still doing their thing. So life goes on.
It does. And we hope that all of you are remaining healthy and finding something to do in your time off. If you get time off away from your workplace, or you can work from home, but above all, stay healthy.
That's right. So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.